Welcome back to First Gen Table Talks with Eileen Rivera. This episode is all about getting to know our Health and Wellness Center here on campus. This office can be found in Doc Bryan Suite 119. There are two sides. One is the physical health side and the other is the mental health side. As a first generation student, it is important to take care of both your physical and mental health while pursuing a higher education. As this episode's guest, we have Hunter Bramlett, Health and Wellness Counselor, and Kyle Lewers, Health and Wellness Nurse Practitioner. If you could please introduce yourselves along with a brief history of your time here as a healthcare professional.
Yeah, so my name is Hunter Bramlett. I'm one of the counselors in the Health and Wellness Center. So I started here at Tech in 2014, left for a bit, then came back, but also do some of our coordinating of our alcohol and other drug prevention programming on campus. I'm a licensed counselor and also was a first gen student.
All right, I'm Kyle. I'm a nurse practitioner here at the Arkansas Tech Health and Wellness Center. I'm actually a 2011 graduate of Arkansas Tech's nursing program. And after graduation, I went to work in an ER and I really, really loved ER nursing and decided I was going to get a master's and become a nurse practitioner. And while I was doing that, one of the rotations I did was here at the Health and Wellness Center and really fell in love with it and started working here after graduation in 2017. Then finished up my PhD in 2022.
So. Nice. The quote we want to share with y'all today is, "Education is the most powerful weapon, which you can use to change the world," by Nelson Mandela. So, let's get started. My first question for you guys is, what are the primary services and programs offered by the Health and Wellness Center to support students' physical and mental well-being?
So, on the counseling side, the primary thing we do is individual counseling. So every Tech student has access to that just as part of their tuition. We also have a couple other things. We do some outreach events and a relaxation room in the Health and Wellness Center that has some different things to help students relax, help them to handle some stress. Those are the main things that we offer on the counseling side.
Gotcha. From the health side, obviously we're going to be focused on disease prevention to start with. So a lot of physical exams, wellness exams, and a lot of education on ways that college students specifically can stay healthy and prevent diseases. We're also going to treat things like, you know, regular clinic things, coughs, colds, flu, strep throat. We have, you know, two nurse practitioners and two nurses who write, you know, prescriptions if they need a medication refill, if it's appropriate. We can order lab work, vaccinations there. One of the big things that we do is loan out medical equipment such as crutches or wheelchairs if they need that. We also can make referrals. So let's say that you come to Russellville, come to Arkansas Tech University, and maybe your family doctor or one of your specialists is back home. Let's say you need a new prescription for some contacts or something like that. We can get you in touch with one of the specialists here in town to make sure that you get what you need.
Do you guys have any thoughts about extending hours maybe to students who work until 5 or have other commitments that they can't come into you guys' office until then?
I don't know that that's something we've ever considered.
You know, I think that there's some rules that we probably have to go through and get some people to okay that. I think we are pretty flexible, and I've stayed late to see somebody maybe that got off work at 5 o'clock or something like that. I don't know if it's anything that we would do on a regular basis. I guess there's potential there, but you know, I like to think that we're pretty flexible, and if a patient needed that, we could probably do that. We may not change our official schedule that way, but you know, on a case-to-case basis, obviously, yeah, we would do everything we can to help those patients.
Thank you. Could you guys tell me a little bit more in detail about each of your offices and the services offered within each one?
Yeah, so on the counseling side, so every student, like I said, is eligible for individual counseling, and the way that we get students started in that is from Monday to Thursday, from 1 o'clock to 2:30, we have walk-in hours, and student can walk in, just say, "Hey, I need to speak to a counselor," and the counselor that we have doing walk-in hours that day will pull them back, do a brief consultation, normally 20-25 minutes, somewhere in there, just kind of see what's going on, what we can do to help the student, see if our services there are best to help that, or if we need to point them somewhere else, and then get them scheduled for a counseling intake at that point. We don't put a specific number of sessions on counseling anymore. There was a time that we did that, but what we do now is just try to make sure we're working towards short-term goals. So we are a short-term counseling clinic, just based on the nature of how many providers we have and how many students we have here at Tech and those sort of things. So So we don't put a specific number, but we want to make sure we're working towards goals we feel like we can reach in a limited number of sessions. So those are the main things. Another thing that we have that's proven really helpful for students is our peer health advocates, who are students who are trained to be able to talk with other students, so a peer type program. And they have an event every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 called Coffee and Conversations that is basically just an opportunity for students to come in, ask questions, someone to listen, kind of work on some social skills, those sort of things. And we found that to be a really helpful thing. And all a student has to do to utilize that is just show up.
And that's in your office?
Yes, yeah, in the Health and Wellness Center.
So to talk about the health side, first I would say that most of the stuff that we do is either free or heavily discounted. So I would say that I know that a lot of the students here may have a primary care doctor that they see back in their hometown or something like that, and I think that's great. I would encourage them to come see us first. Maybe we can save them a trip home. Maybe we can save them some money. That's definitely a conversation that we would have in the exam room, talking about, hey, here are your options. We can do it here. It may be a small fee, but it still may be cheaper than going home or something like that. Or, you know, maybe we can save you from missing class or something like that. You know, a typical visit for us, you know, we usually try to get you seen pretty quickly. One of the things I'm most proud of about the Health and Wellness Center is our wait times. Like, they're very short compared to a lot of doctor's offices. Most people are waiting less than 5 minutes in the waiting room to be seen. And I think that's great. And most of our appointments, we try to see you, you know, usually depending on the complaint, within 20 minutes. And that's, you know, seeing the nurse, talking to them, maybe getting lab work, seeing the nurse practitioner, making a diagnosis, getting a prescription or something like that, all that within 20 minutes. So it goes pretty quick. And we stay pretty full. And we realize, though, that not everybody can schedule an appointment like that. Let's say you wake up sick one day, or maybe in the middle of the night you start running a fever. So we do have walk-in blocks available every day. And we encourage people to either call in when they need an appointment or just drop by and we'll see if we can't get you in the same day. We're not really in the business of turning people away. If we can help it, we try to see everybody that we can see, especially if you're acutely ill or something like that.
Thank you. Could you provide an overview of counseling and mental health services available to students that include the individual counseling and group counseling?
Yeah, the vast majority of what we do, you know, like I said, is individual counseling. So we stay pretty busy with that and stay pretty full. Like I said, you know, the majority of our students come to our walk-in hours every Monday through Thursday, 1 to 2:30, and that's how they get started. If a student isn't able to make it during those walk-in hours, they can give us a call or come by, and we'll schedule them a counseling intake, you know, whenever works for them. Mm-hmm. So that's the vast majority of it. We do offer some groups at times. We've offered a few less of those this semester, but mainly for two reasons. One, we're pretty busy with individual counseling. Mm-hmm. And two, groups haven't always had the best response for people coming. We do currently have a mindfulness group on Mondays, I believe at 3, Mindfulness Mondays that occurs in our offices. That's the main group that we have right now. And that, again, that's one, just show up and then you can be involved in it.
Mm-hmm. You know, from the health side, the services that we provide, I think they're regulated for sure. The state of Arkansas has a big say in some of the services that we provide here. Obviously, you won't see me doing a surgery in the Health and Wellness Center or anything like that. The administration here at Arkansas Tech has a big say in the services that we provide, along with the nurse practitioners and the nurses as well. But I would also add that the students have a big voice in the things that we do here and the things that they would like us to do. So at the end of every visit, you will get emailed a survey. You can also go to our website and fill out a form. And basically, if there's something that we're not doing that you would like us to do, we can work on that and talk about that, especially if it's feasible money-wise. So,
could you tell us a little bit more about the relaxation room and its tools offered within it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the relaxation room, it's right there as you walk in the Health and Wellness Center, door right there off of the lobby. So all you have to do, a student has to do to use that, is go up front and ask our administrative assistant, Julie, if it's open. If it is, she'll tell you to go for it. You can schedule time there as well if you have a specific time that you're wanting to use it. But in there we have several things. So we have like meditation cushions, yoga mats, a lot of like manipulative things to use tactile stuff to kind of calm those sort of things. We have an iPad with different apps, different calming apps and relaxation apps on there. And then we have a computer in there that has, it's called HeartMath software, where basically you attach a heartbeat monitor. We have one that goes on a finger, one that goes on the earlobe, but it gives feedback to your heart rate as you're looking at things on the screen that kind of teach you how to regulate that and how to develop some tools to kind of calm yourself when maybe you're experiencing anxiety or stress or those sort of things. So it's a really neat room, and you know, we're really happy to be able to offer it.
Thank you. How does the Health and Wellness Center ensure that its services are accessible and inclusive for all students, including those with diverse backgrounds and identities?
Gotcha. Well, like I said, we make sure that, you know, you can schedule an appointment there, and we really try to do it several ways. You can either call, you can stop by the Health and Wellness Center and make an appointment. Hopefully we can see you right then and there, if not later on that day. Or you can, you know, schedule an appointment online as well. So we try to make it easy for these students to schedule to get in with us. I also think that, you know, we try to provide as many services as possible. I usually say that we'll do everything we can for these students. And if we don't do it, there's probably because there's a law that says we can't do it, or maybe it's not feasible with the budget or something like that. But if not, we're going to be talking to them about how we can do or what's best for them. No student is ever alike. Everyone is different. So making sure that we have those conversations to say, this is what I think is best for you, or what do you think is best? Here's your options. And then letting them decide, I think, is what one of the ways that we can help these students for sure.
Yeah. I'd say on the counseling side, you know, one thing we realize, you know, based on the research and into what works in counseling, what's kind of the important factors and what helps people feel better from counseling is just the therapeutic alliance, so that relationship that's built between a client and the counselor. And, you know, one thing we realize is not every student's going to click with every counselor. Like, that's just reality of it. And that's not a bad thing on anybody's part there. It's just reality. Sometimes personalities click better than others. And so we realize, hey, if a student comes and it's not a good fit with one particular counselor, we can figure out what we can do to get them to another counselor. And maybe that's a better fit that fits better with counseling styles and that sort of thing. You know, all of us counselors, we work from a similar idea of what we're doing, but we all have a little bit different styles and a little bit different ways of working. So we understand sometimes, hey, it's just not a great fit. How about we get you connected with somebody that maybe is a better fit for you? So that's something we're always open to talk about and always want to make sure that we get the best fit we can for a student that comes in.
Thank you. What outreach efforts does the center take on to raise awareness or maybe its services to promote a culture of health and wellness here on campus?
Yeah, so we try to do a lot. So Lisa Kreider is our case manager / outreach coordinator in the Health and Wellness Center. She heads up our peer health advocates, who also do a big role in doing that. So they do a lot of tabling around campus. They do a lot of social media. So we have I was about to say Twitter, I guess it's X now. X, Facebook, Instagram, all of those that, you know, frequently tell what outreach events we have going on and what we're doing around campus. We do a lot of big things. So in April, generally, we have our Out of the Darkness Walk, which is a walk we do every year to raise money for suicide prevention. And then kind of a lot of other things throughout the school year that try to get students involved and kind of aware of what services we have.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I think that to add to that, a lot of the things that we do are applicable to college students. There are topics for college students that really can help them. Obviously, our goal is that they're healthy throughout the course of their life, but we're also focused on them while they're here at college too. And an example of that could be something that's coming up called Safe Spring Break, where we're focused on spring break safety for a lot of the students, that kind of thing. You may not see that topic talked about a lot outside of a college campus, but for here, that's one of the things that we do that focuses really on the college students. And our biggest goal is to make sure that these students stay healthy while they're here so that they can do their best academically.
Thank you. Have there been any workshops, seminars, or campaigns that are organized to educate students on topics such as nutrition, sexual health, stress management, or substance abuse prevention done by y'all's office?
Absolutely. I would say that we have Women's Health Week going on right now. And it's a whole week dedicated to, you know, educating, to talking to women about their health specifically. But throughout the course of the calendar year, we definitely take time to, whether it be like breast cancer awareness or different topics in health, educating the students based on some certain holidays in healthcare.
Yeah, so we do a lot of those events throughout the school year. I think the easiest way to find them, so we have a outreach programming page on our website, atu.edu/HWC, and outreach programming on there. So that will list all those. Our social media accounts will have lots of posts about those as they're upcoming. And then also, so most of the bathrooms around campus inside the stalls, we have a post there every month that has all of our events there as well. So,
are there any protocols in place for students to access immediate support or assistance during times of distress?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do reserve crisis times on our schedules, you know, on the counseling side. You know, we recognize that, you know, sometimes students have things that are crisis type situations that don't neatly fit into a schedule. So we try to reserve time to make sure that we can address that, you know, if a student comes in. If a student's in crisis, particularly, you know, a danger to themselves, danger to somebody else, there's some risk of imminent harm, something like that, please just come in. We will find an opportunity to get you in, make sure that we address whatever we need to address and take care of students in that. You know, of course, we're there Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We also work really closely with our campus public safety officers to train them to be able to respond to some of these situations, you know, hours that we're not here. And they do a really good job of being able to do that. We do trainings with them every summer and work closely with them throughout the school year so they, you know how to handle those well. We're really, really blessed here on Tech's campus to have public safety officers who really care about our students and go the extra mile to get a lot of training to handle those sort of situations as well. So they're always available, you know, hours that we're not here to address those things. But during the day while we're here, those crisis type situations come in. Just walk in the door and we'll make sure that those are addressed and we can do what we can to help students.
From the health side, obviously, I think if there's a true medical emergency and your life is in danger, you definitely need to call 911, no matter if the Health and Wellness Center is open or not. But besides that, you know, if you're ill, if you think there's something serious going on, if our schedule happens to be full, which our schedule does stay full, you can always be seen by a nurse and triaged. And that just means that the nurse is going to pull you back. They're going to lay eyes on you, get your vital signs, talk to you about what's going on. They're going to make a judgment based on what they're seeing, what they're hearing. If they need to be seen right then and there, if they can recommend something, they're going to do that. They'll get you on my schedule, the other nurse practitioner's schedule to be seen if it's an emergency right then and there. So we're not turning any emergencies away or anything like that.
Could you tell me more about what your office does?
For emergencies?
In general.
Oh, gotcha.
The services that your office offers.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, obviously, I think, you know, right now is cold and flu season, so we're seeing a lot of that. It depends on the time of the year. But there's always going to be, you know, physical exams going on. There's always going to be people that come by for lab work. There's always going to be education going on in the Health and Wellness Center. But besides that, you know, we can test for COVID, for the flu, for strep, for mono. We can do urinalysis for urinary tract infections. We can do, obviously, pregnancy testing. STD testing is one of the most common things that we do. We can do vaccinations. So you'll see us probably giving out flu vaccines or something like that throughout the year. And doing wellness checks, checking blood pressures, making sure that they're normal. And I think one of the biggest things I tell the students is that you don't necessarily have to be sick to be seen in the Health and Wellness Center. If you have a medical question, you know, Dr. Google isn't always the most accurate or anything like that. But if you read something online or you're not sure of something or maybe you're concerned about something in health that you read, come and talk to one of the nurse practitioners or the nurses and maybe that they can help you figure out what is accurate and what is best for you.
Thank you. I know you said y'all's office has a social media handle and things like that. Could y'all tell me what they're called?
We stay pretty active on social media, and I think it's one of the best ways to stay connected with the Health and Wellness Center to figure out what's going on. And that's by design. Through some research, through some surveys, we have found that students prefer that method. So while you'll still see a lot of stuff posted around the Arkansas Tech campus, one of the best ways students can figure out what's going on with the Health and Wellness Center or what's going on around campus is to follow us on social media.
Yeah, so our social media handles are on Instagram and Facebook, it's at ATU Student Wellness. Twitter or X is at ATU Stu Wellness.
Thank you guys for joining us here today on First Gen Table Talks. Thank you for answering all my questions.
Yeah.
Please make sure to check out our social media platforms. We are on Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, we are at ATU First Gen, and on Facebook, we are Arkansas Tech University First Gen Student Experience. On campus, we are in Doc Bryan Suite 171. Don't be scared to pop in!